apologize about yesterday, but I had a previous engagement. Actually, it wasn't an engagement. Anyway, so if you recall, we are learning the halachas of tefillin. Oops, I have to let some people in here. We are learning the halachas of tefillin. So we are, again, anyone who's out there, if you commute yourself, unless you have a question, we're on page 73. This is one of my favorite halachas. So Machaber says in Vav. Now again, we're talking about putting on tefillin, how to put on tefillin, where to put on tefillin. So Machaber says, Iter Yad Yamino, someone who is an Iter Yad, which means they're a lefty, like yours truly. So then, so the Machaber says, Im Osek Kol Malak to be small. If he does all of his work, all of its tasks, with his left hand. Now the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't have to be all. It could be a majority. Most of the things he does is with his left hand. Next page, 74. Minyach bismolo shall bismolo. So then he puts it on his left hand, shu yamin kol adam, which means the right hand. In other words, he puts it on the weaker hand. Vim shole b'shtei yadav. Let's say he's what we call an ambidextrous. Meniach b'smol kol adam. So then, if he's really ambidextrous, so then he puts it on the left hand. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Chav Daled brings up an interesting idea. And that is, let's say you have someone who's an unquestionable lefty, like myself. Can't think of any, too many things, except for putting on tefillin, that I do with my right hand.
Baseball.
That I catch, right. Or if you play guitar, right? So, strumming. Right. Yeah. It's very... brush my teeth with my left hand. No, it's very interesting. When I was a kid, my mother, Allah Shalom, knew how to play guitar, so she was trying to teach me to play guitar. She did for a little while. But anyway, so as a lefty, you want to... and you see there are people left-handed. You want to strum with your left hand. So my mother, Allah Shalom, was a very wise person. Then you have to get a whole different guitar, right? A whole lefty guitar because you're going the other way. So she said, no, you're lucky because you get to fret with your left, with your stronger hand. You're better. And I said, gee, that makes a lot of sense to me. And I fell for that. So I don't know. But I don't play guitar. You know, one of the things that fell by the wayside... that and speaking French. Just when
my father did everything with his left hand except right.
Ah, you mean, yeah.
The teachers told him that the left hand was the devil's hand.
Yeah, so we'll get to that. Hold on. Very good. That's exactly what we're talking about. V'im kosev b'yamino, but if he writes with his right hand, v'shar kol ma'asav osa b'smolo, and everything else he does with his left hand. Now, as Mr. Maga just pointed out, now again, we live in a totally different time, but they switched people. If somebody was born writing with the left hand, they would tie his left hand behind his back and train them from when they were little to write. The reason you mentioned it, my mother, Allah Shalom, told me that she, when I was little, I don't remember this, you know, a long time ago, but when I was little and I started eating by myself, so I took the spoon or whatever with my left hand. So she started giving it to me in my right hand. So I would, you know, I mean, I guess that's why she grew up, is, you know, that the thing against left-handed. So she put it in my right hand. So she said that I took it and switched it over to my left hand. So she decided, she was very... I want to say progressive, because she wasn't like that. But she was very, you know, she, okay, so he's left-handed. So she let me be. So I think they claim that people they did that to had psychological issues. I don't know, I have to ask my wife about that. I mean, I don't know if there's anything about that because like they don't do it anymore, Baruch Hashem, but you know. I don't know, all this systemic racism against lefties. I mean, again, we all learn how long here, but I remember we were in San Diego once, and on Coronado, there's these bunch of little stores, really cute stores. They have a lefty store where they have scissors for lefty. Right, scissors are all made for right-handed people. It's terrible. They have really cool, I think I bought one. My daughter Miriam is also left-handed. A notebook, a spiral notebook, that the spiral's on the other side. You don't realize all these things that you get messed up, you know, because you're left-handed. Taking pictures with a camera. Now nobody uses a camera anymore. But the shutter button is always on the right side.
Right.
You're correct. No, you don't believe the systemic racism, that prejudice that we lefties have to put up with.
The desks in school. Yeah,
Oh, yeah. That used to drive me crazy. Yeah, I forgot what I did with that. Yeah, the thingy is always on the right side. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's terrible. It's terrible. But anyways, so let's say, like that case, where they forced a person to start writing with his right hand. So he writes with his right hand, but everything else he does with his left hand. Or he writes with his left. Vishar komasav osabimin. I know people like this. This is a big shaila. In other words, people who they write with one hand and do everything else with their left hand. So now, and let's take that case. So again, if you have somebody like you guys, so you put your tefillah on left hand. That's no shaila. Somebody like me, who I do everything with my left hand. So then, that was the Mishnah Berurah I was going to mention on Chav Dalet. So if I would put my tefillin on my left hand, I'm not Yotze, even B'diavet. Not Yotze. Af B'diavet lo Yotze, right? It doesn't, not even Yotze B'diavet. So we'll get to that. In other words, if I take the lulav in my right hand all the time. But again, those aren't fun cases, as I say. Mm-hmm. The fun cases is let's drive you crazy, right? In other words, you write with one hand and do everything else with the other hand. Now again, we'll see a Ber Halacha. The Ber Halacha of Chaim talks about how about if you write with one hand and do most other things with the other hand, the other hand, but you could still do some other things with the writing hand, right? That would be a permutation of this, right? But here, right now, let's talk about, and this comes up, people who write with one hand, but do everything else with the other hand. So then, what does that person do about putting on tefillin? Yesh Omrim, so the Machaber says, opinion number one is she'aniach tefillin biyad shetash kocho debe'inyan yan keha. So the first opinion says that you put the tefillin on the hand which is weaker, because remember the drasha was yadcha yad keha. You put the tefillin on the weaker hand, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah explains what is the weaker hand. That's this. The Ratzel Omar deksiva ein shum mala. Mishar melachas yachida, vazlian basar rov amasim, v'nikras small. That you go the left writing. What hand you write with, it has no advantage over any other action that a person does. We go by what is your dominant hand. What do you use most of the time? I don't know. So now you can have a kasher that we don't write anymore. Right? Who writes anymore? Everything is typed or dictated, you know, by voice recognition. So who writes anymore? So it's a good kasha. I don't know. But again, that was until recently. So again, according to the first opinion, whatever is the dominant hand, meaning not to do with writing, but in general, what do you use more for most actions? So that opposite of that would be the weaker hand. So now again, as we go through this, think about this, because the shaila is, How do we learn out that you put on the weaker hand? So there's two drushas, if you recall. I think we talked about this. One is yadcha yad keha. You put it on your weaker hand. That's why there's the extra hay. But if you recall, there's another, there's a different drusha. And that is, and I think we mentioned this, uksharetem uksavtem, that you should bind them and you should write them. So there's a linkage, according to opinion number two, between binding, right, tying, or whatever you want to call it, writing. So then, v'yesha omrim, shi'yad she'kosev ba, hi chashuva, yamin le'inyon zeh, m'neach tefillin b'yad she'kenegda. Second opinion is that no, we go by whatever hand you write with, and even though you do everything maybe with the other hand, but the hand that you write with is considered the stronger hand, and the other hand would be the tefillin arm that you put tefillin on. Now again, this makes a lot of sense if you play out. I don't want to say play out, but if you take the drushas to their natural conclusion. Again, like I said before, if you say it's your weaker hand, yadcha, yad keha, so then we go by the weaker hand. What's the weaker hand? Whatever you use mostly, that's your dominant hand. But elamai, you say the second drasha, that it's binding and writing, so then we give precedence to whatever you write with, and the opposite hand, arm, would be the arm that you put tefillin on. And that's exactly the problem here. Here, which is this person's more dominant hand? Does writing with one hand, everything else on the other hand? Answer is, what drasha are you going paskening like? Not just the drasha, right? If you say weaker hand, yadcha, so then whatever is the weaker hand, do less with. If you say writing and binding, so then what are you, the opposite hand of the writing? So look what the Ramah says. The Ramah says, V'achi nohug. And that's the way we go. We go by the second opinion, which means whichever hand is the opposite of your writing arm, that would be the tefillin arm. And regardless, you know, like, you just, again, like these people who, they wrote with their, they were trained to with their right hand to be righties, but really naturally the lefties. So everything else they do with the, I don't know, did your father do everything else with his left hand?
Almost everything.
Right, except for right.
Like if he kicked a football, he kicked it with his left foot. So he was like lefty all the way, but the
right.
Teacher wouldn't let him
write
with the left
hand. Right, correct. So he would be the Shiloh. So according to the Ramah now, we're saying, Machaber says Machlokas. Ramah says, no, we go according to the second opinion, whatever you write with the opposite hand would be the hand that gets the tefillin. So you think that's it. It's not it. You know, these things are never so simple.
But so far, we learned that Mr. Magid Sr. would, because he wrote with his right hand, would have to put his tefillin on his left arm.
Correct.
Because he wrote.
That's right.
Okay.
Writing and binding. We go according to that
drasha. So the Sfardi would hold by the first opinion?
No, it's not clear from the Machaber which way he's going.
So
he brings down both. So now, just for, I think Mr. Magid mentioned this, how about by lulav? In other words, again, let's say somebody like myself, this is going back, not to the complicated person, but somebody like myself. So we know we take the lulav in our stronger arm. As you know, every year that's my favorite thing to say. And I don't want to give that up, even though I think I mentioned Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, but I only saw that later. I'm already doing this already. That so a Rav who's a lefty, he writes, so when I make the bracha, I should take the lulav, which has more minim, I mean everybody does, in the stronger hand, which would be my left. But he says, during the halal, the nanuim, I should take the lulav in the right. so that people don't make a mistake that, you know, they see the rabbi with a lulav in his left hand. And I recall, I think it was the first year or second when I was here, I didn't make that announcement or anything like that. And I remember, I think I turned around, I saw a bunch of people, obviously rice, with their lulav in their left hand. Oh, Rabbi Summers. So obviously, Rosh Shlomo Zalman was right. But we have to stop here for today. I didn't realize we were running a little over time. Meretz Hashem, we'll bleed that or pick that up tomorrow. Might be a little abbreviated tomorrow because I have a dinner to go to the Valley tomorrow. But we'll pick this up in Meretz Hashem tomorrow, talking about lulav. And again, talking about this person who writes with one hand, does everything else with the other hand. Okay, Yashkoch, everyone.